My ex popped out with another girl after he was leading me on for months. How do I get over it? You go heal and you get you another man. And maybe you do it in the opposite order. Maybe you get you another man for a little bit and then you go heal. You know, it's up to you.
Like, it should be illegal for women to give other women advice. You should be able to call the police. Okay, we're sending 5 units out there just to be safe. Okay, cool.
So we can already tell this is a BS woman giving BS advice. B-Dub's confidence would just be non-existent if they couldn't put other women's hair on their head. If they couldn't paste hair on top of hair, all this black woman bravado and ego would go bye-bye. I just wanted to say that. Before we continue, Nose Ring Chronicles. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles. Metal in her face. Yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles.
I would prefer that you go heal and then you get another man, because then you're going to get a healed man. But if you feel like right now, like, you're fucking heartbroken and you're crushed and you just can't get over it, I would go get another man right now and then I would go heal.
What kind of shit is that?
But then you're going to fall in love with that man because he got good D and he tall. And then the cycle is going to continue. Y'all are all on the same cycle of chasing guys who don't want you but will still fuck you. And then you get your heart broken over and over and over again. No matter how much you heal, you're never going to be attracted to Mr. Square. You're just not going to be attracted to the type of man who would treat you right.
When a guy goes from leading you on to then popping out in a relationship with somebody else, like, you really got one or two options. You pop out in a relationship with somebody else too, or you say, you know what, I'm gonna be mature about this. Like, I'm gonna heal and then I'm gonna pop out with my new person, you know, down the line once I've done the work, once I've attracted in a new person. But at the same time, sister, you gotta realize, like, his relationship is doomed. Like, it's going to fail. Because he was leading you on and then decided to commit to another girl.
How was he leading you on, though? Let's really break this down, because these women just be saying shit to say it. How was he leading you on? Because, see, you could be talking to 3 women at the same time and you genuinely getting to know them. Hey, I think you kind of cool. Maybe not cool enough, but I think you kind of cool. You attractive. He ain't lying. He's genuinely getting to know you and you just didn't make the cut. That's the lie you're telling yourself, that he led you on.
This is sad.
You can't do things like that and then expect to have a healthy, thriving relationship. So I reiterate this point all the time on my sisters. If they was fucking another person over and then decided to pop out with a new person or get into a committed relationship with the person they wanted to be with, that relationship is not going to be successful.
Look, women don't want a man who don't already have other women competing for him. Point blank, period. Take it like a champ.
You want a man who knows how to just walk away because he got something better to do, and it's not you.
If you want the players and bad boys, you want the highly desired man, then deal with getting cheated on and played all the time. We all know you broads would rather keep going through this than deal with, you know, the average Joe or slightly above average Joe. So no sympathy over here, toots.
I would just go get a temp man. And y'all know I be talking about them temp men, the men that you just get, you know.
Right. So you're going to go break somebody else's heart and you think that karma ain't going to come back. You're going to break the temp man heart. And then that next dude is going to be your karma for breaking the temp man heart. And the cycle continues. You can't make this stuff up, folks.
And y'all know I be talking about them temp men, the men that you just get, you know, for the in-between when you going through something, like when you just need somebody there. Now, I don't recommend the temp positions, right? Because they're supposed to be temporary. And a lot of y'all be getting caught up with the temp men and falling in love and trying to be with the temp men.
Why do they play in the hair like it's theirs? I mean, it would already be bad enough if you're a dingbat and you just twiddle your hair all day, even if it is your hair. But to twiddle in another bitch hair on your head is diabolical work. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
If you feel like you're in a position where you don't necessarily want to fill the void with somebody else, then I would just focus on myself. Like, I would, you know, just completely block him out of all of my life. So, like, I wouldn't be checking on him. I wouldn't be checking on his new girl. Like, I would probably just go ghost.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Ma'am, you're not going ghost. He ghosted you and picked another broad. I love it when they try to make it seem like they're ghosting the ghost.
go
make
back.
It make sense, cuz.
Even if I didn't, like, block him on social media, I would go ghost out of his life. So you got a few options. I feel like to get over it, the only way to truly get over it is going to be healing. And when you heal, you'll reflect and be like, okay, if he decided to choose another girl, that has nothing to do with my worthiness. If anything, I'm thankful he chose her over me because I'm not going to compete for a man in the first place.
Yeah, you are. Whether you realize it or not, I don't know if you know this about yourself. You're only attracted to men you have to compete for.
You know, if you got to go get you somebody else to just get under right now so that you're not too caught up under it, I understand it. Okay, been there, done that. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. Like, we are extremely transparent over here. We're vulnerable. So, you know, if you got to go pop some cat in another direction, do it safely.
As soon as you get done having sex with her, leave. You don't take this woman out to movies. You don't take her out to eat. You don't hang out with this woman. The only time you hang out with her possibly is if you go to a bar. Because she's getting ready to get drunk and she's getting ready to take you, go home, and y'all, and you're gonna have intercourse with her. That's about the only way I would say to do it. You don't ride bikes with this woman, you don't watch TV with her, you don't talk about nothing, none of that.
Great advice. Great advice. Create another soul tie with somebody you're not gonna want to be in a relationship with, or you are gonna want to be in a relationship with, but since you gave up the box, he's not gonna give you a relationship. Because there's no point in a man giving a woman a relationship when she giving him everything he want, or the main thing he want. And that's why you keep losing, because you keep popping cat on dudes before they pick you and commit to you. And you deserve to keep failing and keep getting your heart broke because you keep popping cat outside of a relationship. You fucking dingbat.
You know I'm surgical with this bitch, Jay. How you want it, dog?
If a woman giving me coochie and bringing me over food, and, you know, whatever, bringing me my medicine from the pharmacy or whatever, why would I give her commitment? I'm getting all the upsides with pretty much none of the downsides.
Oh my gosh, I've never thought about that.
The only thing left that I would be getting in a relationship is headache and nagging and trying to control me.
A lot of times relationships come in our life to show us the things that we need to work on or heal within ourselves. Okay, so I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't, you know, pay too much attention to the fact that he popped out with another girl.
You don't know shit about love or relationships. That wasn't a relationship. It was another situationship. And really, it wasn't even that. Situationship is just a cope word for women getting used for their body. So they can make it seem like it was something more than what it was. Well, we had feelings for each other. No, y'all didn't. You had feelings for him. He was just using your body. It wasn't a situation. It was a situation for you, but it wasn't a situation for him. It wasn't complicated. You know, like the Facebook status, it's complicated. It wasn't complicated for him. That's just some hoe I'm clapping. No complications involved.
When I listen to you,
I'm just telling the truth. I'm just telling the truth.